KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at boys state tournament basketball first here this morning. In action yesterday, the Class 4A state semifinals, it was Dubuque Senior upending the top seed Waukee 55-52 in overtime in semifinal round action last night. Also, Cedar Falls, the defending state champs, beat North Scott 35-27. In the 3A semifinals, Norwalk, a winner over Clear Lake, 61-54, and Oskaloosa holds off Winterset 48-43. Also yesterday, the 1A third-place game saw Remsen St. Mary's beat Montezuma 50-49, and in the third-place game in Class 2A, South Hamilton beat Van Meter 54-52. Now, today's schedule includes six games. A couple of consolation games will get the day started this morning, as Clear Lake will face Winterset in the 3A consolation at 10:20 this morning, followed by Waukee facing North Scott in the 4A consolation. Then it's a parade of championship games coming up today. At 2:10 this afternoon, the 1A championship game has Grandview Christian, the two-time defending champs, facing Al Burnett. In the 2A championship matchup, it's top seed North Lynn facing Boyden Hall. That's at 4:10 this afternoon. The 3A championship this evening at 6:35 has top seed Norwalk facing off against last year's finalist Oskaloosa. And in Class 4A, the championship game has defending champs Cedar Falls facing Dubuque Senior. That's at 8:35 this evening in Des Moines. Wisconsin coach Greg Gard said he had a feeling Ethan Happ would have a good game against Iowa. He nailed it. Happ did a little bit of everything to help number 21 Wisconsin beat Iowa 65-45 last night, scoring 21 points in his final home game and grabbing 14 rebounds. He also had three assists, a couple of blocks, and two steals, all while helping keep Iowa's post players in foul trouble for much of the game. Fellow senior Khalil Iverson had the first double-double of his career with 11 points and 11 rebounds. As much as things went well for Happ, Iverson, and Wisconsin, it was another disappointing performance for the Hawkeyes, possibly the worst performance of the year. They have now lost 4 of 5 as they shot just 31% from the field for the game, their worst of the season, and their previous scoring low was 65 in a one-point loss to Maryland February 19th. After scoring 19 and grabbing 15 rebounds in the two teams' first meeting on November 30th, Tyler Cook went scoreless last night, registering 7 rebounds. Meanwhile, Wisconsin turned Iowa's 25 fouls into 27 free throw attempts, though the Badgers made just 17. Meanwhile, the Hawkeyes, they were only 4 of 6 from the line. Jordan Bohannon, who averages nearly 13 points a game, and Ryan Creener led Iowa. They had 8 points each. Iowa will close out the regular season Sunday with a trip to Nebraska. Elsewhere in the top 25 last night, 12th-ranked Houston Cougars wrapped up at least a share of the American Athletic Conference regular season title by rebounding from their second loss of the season. Armani Brooks nailed 6 three-pointers and finished with 20 points and 10 rebounds, helping the Cougars topple SMU 90-79. Also, B.J. Taylor scored 22 points, and 25th-rated Central Florida held Cincinnati to 37% shooting and a 58-55 win against the 19th-ranked Bearcats. A number one-ranked Northwest Missouri State's men's basketball team was nearly upset last night, but they held on to win over Emporia State University 82-79 in the quarterfinals of the MIAA Conference Tournament. Northwest Missouri forced a pair of turnovers in the final 9 seconds to hold on and advance to the semifinals Saturday in a game that'll start at noon. MIAA Player of the Year Joey Wittes and League Freshman of the Year Trevor Hudgens paced the Northwest offensive attack. Wittes had 27 points. Hudgens made 9 of 21 field goals and was 5 of 5 at the line in helping his team come up with the victory. Northwest hit 32 of 39 from the line. Sophomore Ryan Hawkins collected his 10th double-double on the season with 13 points and a dozen rebounds for the Bearcats in that victory. Also in men's conference tournament play in the Missouri Valley Conference first round, it was Valpo beating Indiana State 77-55, while Illinois State knocked off Evansville 65-60. Well, first-year Drake coach Darren DeVries has been named the Missouri Valley Conference Coach of the Year. The league announced on Thursday that DeVries beat out Dana Ford of Missouri State and Porter Moser of Loyola for that honor. DeVries led Drake to a share of just its second league title since 1971 in the regular season, despite being picked to finish ninth. DeVries also leads the nation among first-year coaches with 23 wins. Drake opens up Valley tournament play tonight as they'll face off in their first action against Illinois State this evening. They beat Evansville yesterday. Well, the 22nd-ranked Drake women have clinched a share of a third straight Missouri Valley Conference title after they rolled to an 88-61 win over Illinois State.
I love the energy that we had. I love the enthusiasm that we had. I love the way that we were able to play a lot of people. And I'm really, really proud of the way that we came out to play today. And it was just really fun.
That's Bulldog coach Jenny Baranchik. The win was the ninth straight for the Bulldogs, as they're now 24-5 on the season.
When you come out and you watch this team play, there's just nothing better than watching how much fun they have competing. They play really hard. They compete together, but they really love and care about each other, and I think that was definitely on display tonight.
Drake can wrap up sole possession of the league crown with a win over Bradley on Saturday. Also in women's college hoops last night, Becca Hittner's had 23 points off the bench, and Sarah Ryan 21 points and 11 rebounds in helping Drake pick up that victory. In other women's college hoops, Northern Iowa beat Bradley 61-57 as Carly Rucker had 15 points, Michaela Morgan a dozen, and Taylor Hagen had 11 as UNI improves to 12-5 in the league. They're 19-10 overall. Also in Big Ten Conference women's tournament play last night, it was Purdue beating Nebraska 75-71, Michigan State topping Northwestern 68-52, Wisconsin defeating Ohio State 73-63, while Indiana beat Minnesota 66-58. We'll have Big Ten Conference women's tournament play tonight for you here on the radio as the Iowa Hawkeyes open up their Big Ten tournament run as they'll face off against Indiana, who beat Minnesota last night. We'll have that game for you live this evening. 5:15 pregame, 5:30 is tip time for the Iowa women's tourney game tonight. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women will open up the Big Ten tournament in Indy tonight against Indiana. The Hawkeyes are the 2 seed, and Coach Lisa Bluter says she likes the way her team has prepared.
You know, you still have a target on your back as the number 2 seed, and you've got to prepare for so many teams that it just takes so much focus. So we went hard this week, and especially Monday and Tuesday. But basically, I really like the way that our focus has been, and I like our defensive energy.
Bluter says her players are not thinking just about seeding for the NCAA tournament.
Our players are really honestly not thinking about that. They're thinking to win a Big Ten championship. They're going there. They don't care about seeds or any of that stuff. I think that stuff's for coaches to think about. What they want to do is they want to cut down a net.
I remember the Hawkeyes facing off against Indiana tonight. It was a loss to the Hoosiers just a couple of weeks ago that cost the Hawkeyes a share of the Big Ten conference title. Well, the Iowa State women opened up the Big 12 tournament in Oklahoma City on Saturday. The Cyclones are the 2 seed, and they'll open up against the winner of tonight's game between Oklahoma State and Kansas.
Tournaments are always tough. It's back-to-back games. You know, when you go on, lose, you go home. So it's just focusing on the next 40 minutes. I'm excited to take it all in, enjoy every moment of it. It's going to be really fun.
That's Cyclone senior Bridget Carlton, who was named the Big 12 Player of the Year this week. A good week should solidify their seeding in the NCAA tournament as well. Well, the boys' state basketball tournament isn't the only state tournament that's holding its championship rounds in Des Moines this weekend. Some 1,900 Iowa students from grades 4 through 12 will be competing in the Iowa State Archery Tournament. Donise Peterson, the archery coordinator for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, says the sport is seeing some healthy growth.
We have 300 schools that are actually shooting archery during the school day with physical education. Most of those classes are going on. And then we have about 100 schools that are shooting actively within the competition program.
The tournament features a full field of 88 teams shooting for nearly $17,000 in scholarships and other prizes, as well as a chance to go to the national competition this spring. Peterson says the local level competitions got underway a few months ago.
Throughout the state of Iowa, schools have started competing in the first weekend of December all the way through the end of February. They have face-to-face archery tournaments, and those schools that are the highest scoring schools within the divisions, with elementary, middle school, and high school division, get to attend the state tournament.
During this weekend state tournament, there's a 2-day bullseye competition in addition to a 1-day 3D competition using animal silhouettes.
The targets range between 10 and 15 meters, and there's targets such as a turkey, a deer, a bear, an antelope, a ram, and a coyote. So they'll shoot those targets there, and depending on where their arrow hits within the target is their score that they receive.
Now, unlike many other sports, Peterson says archery levels the playing field. It allows students of all sizes and abilities to participate and excel. The state archery tournament will be held this weekend at the Iowa State Fairgrounds both Saturday and Sunday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.